We've been 3 months without a secretary or even a nominee for the VA. I'm beginning to hear from a lot of veterans who are very, very concerned that that a lack of a nominee sent to the Senate signals that the administration doesn't have a priority for veterans at a time when we're at war, and we have issues with wait times and mental health problems and all the other things this committee's been discussing. Dr. Kussman, do you have any idea why we have not had a nominee sent over for the Secretary of the VA yet?
No, Senator, I don't, but I can assure you that we're still doing our job to take care of veterans.
I know everybody's working their hardest, but we need somebody at the top that's accountable, and whoever's listening out there, we need an independent, someone who is going to stand up for our veterans when we're at a time of war, and I hope that we get an administration soon that will take this as a priority. Dr. Kussman, while you're here, I wanted to ask you, I saw an article from the Charlotte Observer that was out recently that was really disconcerting about wait times for veterans, and said that most VA hospitals showed lags in delivering outpatient care for serious problems, and according to that newspaper's analysis, 24% of appointments nationwide for traumatic brain injury care exceeded the 30-day mark this last summer. At the Salisbury VA Hospital, 61% of appointments for the seriously wounded were scheduled more than 30 days out of the summer, one of the worst records nationwide. And at the Charleston VA in South Carolina, 13 of 14 patients slated to be seen for brain injury waited for more than a month. I was really discouraged to see this, and I was even more discouraged to see that the VA's response to that report was really attacking their own data, saying that the reports can't be used to judge service because they don't show all appointments. So I am compelled to ask you, why is the VA spending money on these reports if that's the case?
We believe that their interpretation of the data did not reflect what's going on. But it's a very complex issue, and I'll be happy to...
Why doesn't it reflect what's going on?
Because we believe that there were snapshots in time and did not reflect the way that the data is accurately collected.
It's not just a newspaper article. We continue to hear that from our veterans, and they don't care whether they're a snapshot or a continuum. They actually care that they are waiting a very long time, and it's deeply disconcerting when we
it's disconcerting to me, too, and that's why I said I've contracted with somebody to come in and do an objective assessment of how we're trying to collect data, wait times, and identify any glitches in how we do our business.
Veterans Day is only a few weeks away, and many of us go home to our states and celebrate the day with veterans at remembrance ceremonies and events. But we have to remember that Veterans Day is not just a ceremonial holiday. It is also a time that we should be asking if we have done enough for those who have served our country. And that is a very timely question today, with so many veterans coming home from places like Iraq and Afghanistan, and with an aging population of veterans who do need more care. When these brave men and women signed up to serve our country, we agreed to take care of them. They kept their part of their bargain. Now it's time for us to keep our part. Today's hearing is, in essence, about this country keeping its commitment to our veterans and ensuring that we are giving them everything that they need.